John Minto, who is the co-chair of the Palestinian Solidarity Network, he's with us today. The deliberate bulldozing of Anzac graves in Gaza has reignited calls from John and the network for our government to finally speak out with some clarity and conviction. Thanks for joining us again on the program, John. Tēnā koe, John. You've been raising the issue since the destruction of the graves was first confirmed. What's the government actually done in response so far, and how would you characterise that response, John?
Well, I think the government, is, as far as we know, is doing nothing at all. They've certainly made no public comment about it, whereas in Australia and Canada, there has been quite a public discussion about this. And unfortunately, in New Zealand, our government's just ducking one way and the other on all issues surrounding what's happening to the Palestinian people, and in this case, what's happening in Gaza to New Zealand war graves. So, yeah, we've got 23 war graves in the Gaza War Cemetery, and these are people who fought alongside Palestinians to liberate Palestine from the Ottoman Empire during the First World War. And so, you know, we've got 23 graves of young New Zealanders. In fact, two of them are from people from the Cook Islands who were with the fought with the Māori Battalion or the Māori Pioneer Battalion. So these are all part of New Zealand's responsibility, really. And they've just, you know, March last year, the Israeli army just bulldozed the big section of the cemetery. You know, it follows what they've done with Palestinian graves right across Palestine. They've bulldozed dozens of Palestinian cemeteries over the past 2.5 years as well. So, yeah, we should be speaking out. I mean, we claim to be a government. Well, we claim to have a country that, you know, we respect the legacy of people who went and fought overseas and the ones who lost their lives. We expect our government through the war graves, you know, through the Commonwealth War Graves organisation to really look after and protect these graves.
Well, it feels as though people have forgotten about Gaza now with Iran and Hormuz, and it's a reminder of how flippant media coverage can be sometimes. Everyone would have cause to think that things in Gaza have quietened down. Perhaps that's not the case at all, as we're receiving coverage from Hormuz and Tehran. What would you say of the coverage or lack of across the last month or two?
Yeah, well, I think it happens every time there is an armed conflict. As soon as there is what is referred to as a ceasefire, then attention inevitably shifts away. You know, that's understandable at one level, but in the case of Gaza, the reality is that Israel has maintained its attacks on the people of Gaza. It says it's going after militants and what have you, but in fact it's targeting the entire population of Gaza. We've still got United Nations reports coming out saying there are pockets of starvation in Gaza. There is a serious lack of food and humanitarian supplies, that Israel has this chokehold, which is preventing the relief organizations working there from doing their job properly. So there's an enormous amount of suffering still going on, completely unnecessarily, because the food is there, the resources are there outside the border of Gaza, but only a trickle is being allowed in. So that's the simple reality, and as I say, as media focus moves away, then Israel moves to take an even stronger hand in controlling what happens there. And of course, it's an Israeli tactic that's long been used to make life absolutely unbearable for Palestinians, in the hope and belief that Palestinians will leave their land. Because that's really what Israel wants. They want the land without the people, but Palestinians are incredibly resilient, and they're not leaving. That this is their home. This is their whenua. This is where their ancestors are, and this is where the this is where they have every right to be.
Sounds like the Kaupapa Māori as well, actually, John. Well, you know,
look, it does. Colonization, Dale. It's happening in Gaza, and it's happened all over the world the last 500 years. But yeah, Gaza is no different.
Well, our thoughts with the people of Gaza still, and while it might not be on our TV screens because they're preoccupied with what's happening in Hormuz and Tehran, the reality is that women, kids are still suffering in the blockades. Yeah, today, talking about the desecration of Anzac graves in Gaza, and it seems that we are so besotted by our own fuel needs that we're forgetting about the human rights of others who we would normally support stronger. John Minto with us in the Palestinian Solidarity Network. As always, Chief, a pleasure to have you put some issues on the table here on Wātea. Thanks again.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.